They first brought you the story of Staff Sergeant Bobby Henline last year. Nearly 3 years ago, Sergeant Henline was wounded in Iraq and burned over nearly half of his body. After months of recovery, his life is slowly getting back to something like normal. He endures grueling physical therapy, and to help heal the wounds that we cannot see, he's taken up a sideline that has another kind of healing power. Texas Public Radio's Terry Gilday has the story from San Antonio.
Our next act is a man y'all all came here to see. Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Henline.
It's open mic night at the River Center Comedy Club, a place in town where aspiring comics test out new material and try to get someone in the small crowd to laugh. But Iraq war veteran Bobby Henline knows that before anyone can laugh at him, he must first make them comfortable with just looking at his burned skin and amputated arm.
In case you didn't notice, I'm a burn survivor. I've been extinguished for years now. It was actually a rare birth defect. It's a sad story. My mother had to work in the circus as a fire eater while she was pregnant. And she thinks she has the right to complain about her acid reflux. Mom, come on.
Most of Bobby Henline's face and head is a burn scar. Parts of his ears are missing. Scar tissue makes it difficult to open his left eye, and very little hair grows on the top of his head. His left hand and forearm below his elbow were amputated 6 months ago. But despite the horrific injuries he's endured, Henline gets the audience to laugh.
Christmas, you got to spend lots of money. I hate spending money. Halloween's my favorite holiday because I make lots of money at the haunted house. I make $50 a lane in my neighbor's yard. I even got a modeling job at the Halloween Superstore.
A roadside bomb hit the Army convoy truck Henline was driving in Iraq nearly 3 years ago. He spent months recovering inside the burn unit at Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio and went through dozens of surgeries. During the most difficult days of his recovery, he tried to maintain his sense of humor, telling jokes to his doctors and therapist.
And they just thought I was funny, and they're like, you got to go do stand-up. And I thought, but I can't do that. It's different making you laugh here. You understand what's going on, and we have our little jokes. But to go up there and write jokes and get everybody else to laugh at what's going on, I thought would be hard.
Every time Henline steps up to the mic, it's another step in his emotional healing process.
So, of course, the first thing I do is usually get the pink elephant out of the room and make fun of the way I look. I'll start off with a zombie joke. So I always try to get that out of the way first to let them know it's okay to laugh at me.
Henline has made a name for himself at the comedy club and attracted large crowds at open mic night. His wife, Connie, however, isn't laughing all the time.
I've only seen him twice. I'm scared what he's going to say about the family when he's up there. He just starts going. I don't always find him humorous. I think others love his humor, so I think that he does well.
But Connie is a big fan of her husband. Sometimes Henline asks her to listen to new material before he performs it.
I tell him, no, don't tell that. It's not funny at all. And then he tries it out and everyone loves it. So I guess that's how he tries out his stuff on me. If I don't like it, it's going to work.
Connie is most excited about how comedy has helped her husband heal into a happier person. She's seen him on the brink of death and watched him overcome enormous physical and emotional challenges.
He enjoys getting out and interacting with the public. So I think it's really good for him. It's definitely made him more relaxed and easygoing. He has something to do and something to focus on.
Henline is aware that healing is a personal process. So when he does his routine at special military comedy shows and for wounded warriors at hospitals, his message becomes more personal.
You know, life goes on. And that's the whole point. Trying to get to those guys, is, especially when they're newly injured, that, look, you're going to get past this. Because I remember when I was hurt, I thought there's a lot of things I couldn't do anymore. With my kids or going to the gym and stuff like that. I never thought I'd be able to do these things, and I'm doing them now.
Henline continues to get stronger, both on stage and off. Last month, he performed an open mic set at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. He'll get a permanent prosthetic for his left arm early next year, and he's trying to organize a USO tour. In the meantime, you can find him at the River Center Comedy Club on Friday nights, making everyone laugh.
Thank you. I'm Bobby. Have a good night.
All right, y'all, keep it going for Bobby.
For NPR News, I'm Terry Gilday in San Antonio.
And you can see how Bobby Henline prepares for his act in a photo gallery on our website, npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.